This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Tuesday, September 22, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Diversified miner Rio Tinto has sold its Elkan Composites business, which was part of its Elkan Engineered Products division, to Swiss textile and semiconductor machinery manufacturer Schweiter Technologies for $349 million. The transaction is expected to close by the end of the year. Rio Tinto bought Elkan Engineered Products for $38 billion in October 2007, but has since sold some of the division's assets in line with the group's overall divestment strategy to preserve cash flows and reduce debt levels as a result of the global economic crisis. Schweiter Technologies' business currently comprises the SSM Textile Machinery and the Ismika Semiconductor divisions. Two miners trapped underground for almost 24 hours after a power blackout in a remote Australian zinc mine were rescued on Tuesday, but operations at the mine remain shut down until full power can be restored. A union spokesperson at the mine site, 1,100 kilometres east of Sydney, said a dust storm hit the outback town of Broken Hill on Monday, cutting power at the Perilea mine. Only emergency power has been restored to the Broken Hill area, and the mine will remain shut until full power can be restored. Also making headlines, Brazil's mining reform plan rouses investor anxiety. Sima and Jack says that resolving differences with shareholder Vulisango will continue. Toronto-based Royal Nickel is now led by ex-Inco executives, and South Australia's four-mile uranium project is delayed. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.